Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And 1 week down and a bunch of weeks to go still as this 2023 high school football season is officially underway. So lots to talk about. The Lee County Trojans coming from behind to defeat the Warner Robins Demons. And the Doherty Trojans defeating the Westover Patriots despite an untimely sudden head coaching change and plus all the other action from week one and the thoughts there on that first full week and looking ahead to week two. So not much time to waste, so let's go ahead and get started. And and going to talk about that Lee County Warner Robins game from Leesburg this past Friday, August 18th, 2023. And you're seeing the Trojans, we're just struggled, just had their issues offensively. And Warner Robins jumped out to a 16-7 lead at the half, and then whatever head coach Dean Fabrizio said to the squad at halftime. And obviously, it must have came through to them, as the Trojans held the Demons to a field goal in the second half. And William Shepherd kicked the field goal during that third quarter to give Warner Robins a 19-14 lead. And Osmani Cromar scored both of his touchdowns and down the stretch, and that gave Lee County a 26-19 victory. And Devin Collier actually put Lee County on the board, making it 7-3. And it's just watching the game on the IGG Next Facebook page. IGG Next Georgia Facebook page. And you can see Lee County had a serious case of the first game jitters and fumbling the opening kickoff, and Warner Robins recovering, and then despite and the Demons had to settle for an early field goal after taking multiple steps forward to an end zone, only to have to take a few steps back because of penalties. So, as a matter of fact, both teams were making a lot of mistakes. And seeing them, I mentioned Osmani Cromar finishing with 168 yards rushing and two touchdowns. And his 36-yard touchdown put Lee County ahead for good with under 9.5 minutes to go. And Kamal's other touchdown extended Lee County's lead to 7 points with just under 100 seconds remaining. So a huge win for the Lee County Trojans over Warner Robins' team. As Shane Sams make his debut as head coach. And Sam's replaced Marquise Westbrook. And Westbrook resigned during the offseason to take over the head coaching job at Peach County. And see another quick fun fact on Lee County and the Trojans the Trojans have administered three of the Demons, Warner Robins Demons, 8 losses dating back to 2020. Yes, and that included Warner Robins winning back-to-back state titles in 2020 and 2021, and that was at the Class 5A level. and both programs have been very solid over for the better part of the last 6-7 years. If you count Lee County's appearance in 2016, Lee County's been to the playoffs 7 years in a row, and they'll try to make it 8 this year, and also trying to win their 6th region title in the last 7 years. And believe it or not, Lee County was well on its way to winning its 6th straight region title until running in the north side of Warner Robins. And so Lee County lost both the north side of Warner Robins and Thomas County Central late in the season. They had to settle for a 3rd place finish and lost in the 2nd round of the playoffs a year ago. And I think even with that win, 26-19 with Warner Robins, I think it's obvious that there are a lot of things that need to be cleaned up among both teams. And they want to get to where they want to be, which would be to win a state championship. And the Trojans trying to win their first state title since 2018, and that was when the Trojans shot out north side of Warner Robins 14-0 for the stricken straight state championship. And then same thing happened the year before in 2017, when Lee County knocked off Coffee in overtime. So Lee County will host Hapeville Charter, open their season next week. And any other big game involving an Albany area team took place at Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany, and the Darty Trojans faced the Westover Patriots. And earlier last week, the Darty Trojans underwent a sudden change in head coaches as Johnny Gilbert stepped down to take over as the Student Support Services Coordinator for the Darty County School System. Obviously a non-sports role within the Darty County School System. And UL Joyner and stepped in. And while Gilbert stepped down as Darty's head coach, UL Joyner stepped up to replace Gilbert on an interim basis. And in any case, it was Darty winning over Westover 32-15. And Westover's only lead came early in the first quarter, and the Patriots scored on a safety, and Darty center snapped the ball over quarterback Cam Davis's head. And that gave Westover that 2-0 lead. But it was all Darty. It was all Darty after that. Scoring 29 extra points, taking a 20-2 lead, and eventually winning by 17 points. So Darty moving to 1-0 on the season, and will travel to Randolph Clay this week on Friday, August 25th. 2023, and in defeating Westover 32-15, the Darty Trojans spoiled the return of Octavia Jones as the Patriots head coach. And Jones coached at Westover from 2010 to around 2016 or 17. And then Olton Downs came in to replace Jones, and Downs was the Patriots head coach for several years, and then And then Downs left for a job at Alexander High School in the Metro Atlanta area, Douglasville, Georgia, just west of Atlanta. And Adam Miller came in to replace Jones. And Miller was there for the past 2 years. And Miller is now gone, and that paved the way for Octavia Jones to come back as head coach. And but the Westover falls to Daugherty, 32-15. So the Patriots will host Sumter County this week, looking for win number one. And some other results from around our area last week. So, and the Bainbridge Bearcats getting the victory over Eagles Landing Christian, 55-3. And Bainbridge getting the big victory. And head coach Jeff Littleton saw his 11th season as the Bearcats head coach get off to a good start, a very good start. And a huge win for the Bearcats. And also at Carver Columbus in Region 1 AAA, along with Crisp County, Monroe of Albany, and Thomasville, crushing Hardaway 47-6, and Hardaway is in Region 1 4A with Bainbridge, Cairo, and Westover, also from Albany. And Clinch County wing over Berrien, 35-14. And really, that win really doesn't surprise me there. I think Clinch County will be right in the hunt for the Region 2 Single A Division 2 title. And Berrien was a playoff team last year. But it might be a tough go for that squad down in Nashville, Georgia this year. And also, Coffee winning over Tiff County, 38-13. And the Blue Devils managed to only win one game last season. And thanking the Blue Devils under third-year head coach Noel Dean, might have a tough time. I think they'll be fortunate to match that one win that they did get last season. Cook shutting out Pelham, 28-0. And Cook out of Adel winning the Battle of the Hornets. And Crisp County pitching the shutout over Dooley County, 34-0. So the Cougars moving to 1-0. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of squad they have up in Cordial. I already mentioned Daugherty over Westover, 32-15. And the Early County Bobcats began their defense of the Region 1 Single A Division 2 title by breaking a 15-all tie against the Miller County Pirates and winning 29-15. And also a successful debut for Frank Killingsworth as head coach. And ironically, Killingsworth was the head coach at Miller County were way back like in the 1990s, early 2000s. Either way, that was way back in the day. And Early County moving to 1-0. And Killingsworth replaced Joel Harvin, who's now the head coach at Putnam County up in Eatonton, Georgia, right in the middle of the state. Once again, Early County defeating Miller County 29-15. And the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes coming off losing in the state championship game in Class AA to Thompson. And in the process, they denied the Purple Hurricanes. In the process, Thompson denied Fitzgerald a chance to win their second straight state title. Not only that, they also denied Fitzgerald a chance to finish the season undefeated. And Fitzgerald finished 14-1 at the end of 2022. And some more scores of interest. Houston County an easy winner, 56-12 over Sumter County. And a huge win for Houston County. And Houston County was one of five teams from Region 1-6A to win this week, along with Lee County, north side of Warner Robins, Thomas County Central. And seeing veterans win as well. And Tiff County is the only one of the six teams in Region 1-6A to not get a victory. And this for this week one, the week ending Saturday, August 19th, 2023. So I think it just proves just how strong the fact that all but one team won their opening games this past week. I think it just proves just how strong that league's gonna be this season. And moving right along, and the Wilcox County Patriots fell to Lamar County, 47-12. Lanier County outlasting Bacon County, 17-7. And how about Marion County edging Shaw Columbus 16-15, and one of the top games in the nation, probably the game of the week nationwide, took place in Massillon, Ohio, and the Valdosta Wildcats gave the Washington Massillon Tigers, whoever they're named up there, all they can handle, jumping out to a 14-0 lead, but Massillon rallied to win 28-17, and the Wildcats fall to 0-1 on the season, and looking for some more scores here among teams in our neck of the woods. Schley County winning 61-20 over Tattnall Square, and Seminole County going to win a no after crushing Kendrick and Columbus 53-16. And Thomas County Central shutting out Cairo 38-0. Big win for head coach Justin Rogers and Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, and Thomasville winning over Brooks County 42-20. And the Bulldogs begin their second year under head coach Jonathan DeLay with a huge win. And Taylor County losing to Southland Academy in the GIAA Golden Raiders, and Southland Academy from Americas picking up a huge opening game win. And speaking of huge wins, how about the Turner County Titans going down the road to Sylvester and stunning the Worth County Rams 22-21. And Worth County went 8-3 last season and lost in the first round of the playoffs. And a rough start for Jeff Hammond as the Rams head coach, or at least to his second season. And also the Monroe Tornadoes from Albany traveling down the road to Mitchell County and leaving with a 3-0 win over the Eagles and a defensive struggle. I mean, so for those people that are listening that like defense, that Monroe Mitchell County game was for you this past Friday, August 18th. And so I think Monroe went on the last second field goal. And so rounding, and so also continuing to round up, how about a big game in Southeast Georgia where the Ware County Gators, the defending Class 5A state champions, held off the Appling County Pirates 20-17. And how about some of the Saturday games, the Georgia Carolinas challenge. And the Colquitt County Packers crushed Dutch Fork out of Irmo, South Carolina, the foul score 48-17 in favor of the Packers. And the Packers jumped out to a quick 28-0 lead and never looked back. And Dutch Fork has won the state title. Dutch Fork is out of Irmo, South Carolina, which is a suburb of Columbia, the state capital. And Dutch Fork has won the state championship in South Carolina's largest classification, 6 out of the last 7 years. But obviously that didn't mean anything to the Colquitt County Packers. And then so that game, I mean, the Colquitt County dominated from start to finish and got the victory 48-17 in the first game of the day. It was in Moultrie. It was Lowndes winning over Christ School out of North Carolina 46-21. And Adam Carter, the former head coach at Grayson up in the Metro Atlanta area, makes a successful debut as the Vikings head coach in the Macon Touchdown Kickoff Classic. Mary Pearson's getting by Northeast 20-14. And the other game, opening game, Northside of Warner Robins overcame a 21-17 deficit and scored 16 extra points, defeated Jones County 33-21. Looks like Region 1 6A is going to be loaded once again. I see it in Veterans over up in Kathleen, Georgia, and Houston County crushed Richmond Academy from Augusta 42-6. So Region 1 6A should be loaded in the GIAA roundup. Tifts area, 36-20 loser to Tifts area. And Georgia Christian from Lowndes County fell to Flint River Academy 43-14. And Brookwoods of Thomasville lost to Frederica Academy on St. Simon's Island 56-41. And the Warriors fall 2 scores short. And John Millage won his 51st straight game. John Millage, who crushed Deerfield Windsor of Albany in last year's GIAA Class AAA Championship game, blasted Brentwood 43-3, 51 straight wins for the Trojans of John Millage. Looking to win another title. And Shelly County over Tattnall Square. And last year's Class Single A Division II runners up, as in the GHSA, rolling all over the GIAA Trojans from Macon. And looks like Shelly County's trying to take home that state championship. Also, Terrell Academy winning their annual rivalry game over Southwest Georgia Academy from Damascus, Georgia. Scored 28-14 in favor of the Eagles over the Warriors. And the Deerfield Windsor Knights from Albany fall to Westfield in a heartbreaker, 26-23, the final score in that contest. So, taking a look at some of the games of interest this week. And games this week. And the Darty Trojans looking to move to 2-0 when they travel to Cuthbert, Georgia to face the Randolph Clay Red Devils. And the Lee County Trojans coming off that huge win over Warner Robins will try to go to 2-0 themselves when they face Hapeville Charter in just south of Atlanta, out of Hapeville, Georgia. And also the Worth County Rams looking to bounce back after that heartbreaking defeat, hosting the Mitchell County Eagles. both teams coming off tough losses in the Monroe Tornadoes, and down to Cairo, Georgia to face the Cairo Surveyors. And obviously the Tornadoes are going to have to score a lot more than 3 points to have a shot at knocking off Cairo. And the Surveyors, then again, they're still looking to score their first points of 2023. Either way, it's going to be interesting to see if see how that game goes. Monroe and Cairo, down in Cairo, and the Brooks County Trojans heading way up U.S. Highway 84 to Jessup, Georgia, to take on the Wayne Kelly Yellow Jackets. How about a rivalry game in Columbus? Got Carver Columbus at Spencer, and the Pelham Hornets playing host to Chattahoochee County, and what's likely to be one of the top games in Class Single A Division II. The Clinch County Panthers make the long trip up into Montezuma, Georgia to do battle with the Macon County Bulldogs. And also, Region 1AA's Dodge County heading to Dexter, Georgia, just west of Dublin, to match up with the West Lawrence Raiders and the Tipton County Blue Devils. Looking to get in the win column against Dutchtown from Hampton, Georgia, and Henry County. And the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes, fresh off their shutout win over Irwin County, will face another longtime arch rival, taking on the Turner County Titans. And the Titans will look to get into the win column as well. And the Lowndes Vikings looking to go to 2-0 under new head coach Adam Carter, facing Gadsden County, Florida, and go through all the rest of the games here. Already mentioned Hapeville Charter traveling to Lee County in Leesburg, and big game in the big rivalry game in the Metro Warner Robins area, the greater Warner Robins area, has the Houston County Bears traveling down the road to Perry to face the Perry Panthers, and the Irwin County squad looking to bounce back, traveling to Vienna, Georgia to do battle with the Dooley County Bobcats. And already mentioned Monroe at Cairo, Mitchell County visiting Worth County in Sylvester. And mentioned Mitchell County losing in the closing seconds to Monroe, and Worth County losing that heartbreaker at home to the Turner County Titans. And that's a matchup and I truly like. It'll be interesting to see what stuff both teams have. And Seminole County visiting Early County, early season battle of undefeated teams in at 1-0. And Seminole County winning easily, 53-16 in Early County, winning over Miller County, 29-15. Southfield Academy on the road facing Marion County over in out in Buena Vista, Georgia, southeast of Columbus. So can the Wildcats out of Ellaville, Georgia, move to 2-0 in the season? And Sumter County heads into Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany to face the Westover Patriots, and both teams looking for their first win of the season. And the battle for bragging rights in the Rose City, Thomasville, Georgia, as the Thomasville Bulldogs traveling across town, or just barely outside of a town, or Thomasville, to take on the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets. So one of these teams will try to go to 2-0, and the Valdosta Wildcats head up the road, either along I-75 or US-41, to Adel, Georgia, to clash with the Cook Hornets. And that should be a good matchup there. And Ware County and Richmond Hill, a good game to keep an eye on along the Georgia coast. And Westlake of Atlanta, traveling all the way down I-75 to Cordele, to clash with the Crystal County Cougars, Wilcox County at Black, and lastly, got Wilcox County at Blakely County. So how about the GISA, you made that the GIAA, and the Deerfield Windsor Knights coming off that tough loss in overtime to Westfield, and their new head coach, Chad Campbell, and that's the same, yes, that's the same Chad Campbell who coached at Peach County for so many years before stepping down to take the Westfield job. And as for the Deerfield Windsor Knights, it doesn't get any easier for them. And Jake McCray and his Knight squad will be traveling to Tallahassee, Florida, across the state line to take on McClay, trying to head back to Albany with their first win of the season. And also this week, Southland Academy at Marion County. Tift area goes to Frederica, and Bellwood from Valdosta visits St. Andrews and Westfield Academy. Westfield School heading up the road to Macon to take on Stratford. So that's going to do it for this installment of the High School Football Roundup podcast. A quick reminder to subscribe to the High School Football Roundup podcast at highschoolfootballroundup.substack.com. That's highschoolfootballroundup.substack.com. Also follow on X at SWJ Network, and X used to be Twitter. And also follow on Spotify. Just download the Spotify app for free. And then look for Southwest Georgia Network. Once you do, download it. So that's going to do it for this installment of the High School Football Roundup podcast. I'm Walter Johnson. May the best and your favorite team win. Thank you for listening. Have a good rest of your week. And support your favorite local team. And as always, thank you, God bless you, and goodbye.